Darren, FA Cup victory over the top of the league, the division above.
Yeah.
What a wonderful night.
Absolutely buzzing for everybody with the club. We had amazing support. The players grafted. The players worked tirelessly. Subs came on, made an impact, got into the game straight away. Kyle Jones scored an absolute worldie. Tom Pratt, I think it was an own goal, but I think Tom Pratt's claiming it. But the players have been magnificent, roared on by the great support that we got today. Kyle Jones scored a contender for goal of the season. You know, he'd done that again Saturday. He's been magnificent. You know, he's been patient, waiting for his opportunity. He got his opportunity today, and he's been outstanding. The players, you know, from front to back, from 1 to 18, worked tirelessly. Even the 90 minute, were a lot of time, to be fair. The first 20 minutes they come out, they bopped it. They're a good side, Pav. We had the weather of the storm. We did. I think we did very well. Did a couple of half chances. To be honest, Crookie had no saves to make. But again, you know, we're going at halftime, 1-0 up. As I say, I think the first half was quite tight, because obviously they play good football. Some of it, you know, is good to watch the rotations in midfield. It could cause you problems. You know, you have to deal with that and weather the storm, as I said. Second half, we come out again. We get an early goal. We had two opportunities to make it four. 3 and 4, but the keeper made two wonderful saves. Big Cam Sooks in there still wondering how it never went in. But I think overall we deserved it. Even their manager said at the end we deserved that. So I'm very pleased with everybody connected with the club. We wanted to create a little run this season, and we do it, and absolutely delighted, you know, buzzing, because you know you make substitutions, and me, Dave, Gaz, and the guys on the bench were constantly thinking that, you know, they're proper football people, where they're on it. You know what? In terms of substitutions, you see that one with Carl and Saturday. You know, again, you look at the substitutions, working with the great people like Gaz and TY, who you know, again, call them decisions, say this is what we can do and why we can do it, and again, these things are paying off, and absolutely delighted with everybody at the club.
There's no certainties in football, but with the draw for the third qualifying round, it's away, but it's Boston Town from a lower division. You've got to at least be hopeful of getting through to that last stage.
I think that's why a lot of teams falter and fall, Pav. You can look at it, they're a league below and not different region. Don't know anything about it. We will do. Now we know, obviously, we're in that round. We will prepare properly for it. We'll do all the necessary things that we need to do, because at the end of the day, we want to go as far as we can. And our next obstacle in the FA Cup is that. But if I'm being honest, now my attention's turned to Thursday night, how our players are, all for the home game against Ossett Town on Saturday.
Luke Porritt was hurt. I saw him at the end of the game on crutches. Any idea how long he'll be out
for?
Yeah,
he'll be fine, Pav. He'll be fine. I don't think it's as bad. He's a bit of a drama queen, really, when it comes to it.
Well, they gave him some crutches.
Stitches. It needs some stitches. But thankfully, it's not like ligament damage or anything like that. I went in to see him at half time, and he just said, it's only stitches, gaffer. You know,
so expecting to be back quite quickly?
Yeah, within a week. You know, to be honest, I don't know. It could be Saturday. I'm not too sure. But again, it's something we'll have to assess for Thursday. You know, I want the boys to go and have a good night. I want them to prepare properly for Saturday. Have a good night tonight. You know, rest well. And go again Thursday in training and prepare for Saturday.
In terms for Saturday, after the, you know, the heroics tonight, yeah. It's the FA Cup. You beat the top of the league. You know, I don't want to use the term mundane in a bad way,
yeah,
but you know, it's back to ordinary football on Saturday. Can you bring them down from that sort of height?
That's where experience from my own path. Dave has similar experience. You know, where, you know, we have to be careful in that fact, and we have to be, you know, when we went about assembling a group of players, we went about assembling, yes, quality players, which we have, players will buy into what we're trying to do, but ultimately, we wanted professionals, you know, professionals who are the leg of tonight, for example, who will go and get a great win like we've done, but will also switch on for Thursday's training to switch on for Saturday's game. That's a big part of what we do and why why, you know, everything in terms of recruitment is carefully thought through. And our thing is, you know, we'll be ready because we want to have a great season. You know, you look at the support we got today, Pav, it was instrumental.
You made a point of going over at the end.
It's influential, it's inspiring. You know, because let's be honest, you know, we're not a big
Oh, that is disgusting. Tony McCall has just kissed
tongue
you.
And all.
Oh.
But, you know, I keep going back to it. I don't like, you know, going back in the past, but you look at the work that people has done over the years. There's been a lot of troubled times, and I said, you know, again, when we had an interview, one of my very first, I want to change the fortunes of this club. Don't get me wrong, we haven't achieved anything by any means, but you know what, we're making gradual little steps. Tonight to come and see the support that we have, I go over to them all the time, you know, to say thank you. That's for them. Because we appreciate absolutely every ounce of everything they give us.
And does
energy.
The singing really help?
Yeah, it does. It does, Pav. You know, I've had it as a player. It made an impact on me when I played. It gave me that extra, you know, when you're 70, 75 minutes, you need that extra push and you need that extra bit of energy. They're there. They've no idea what it does. You see your Chris Sutherland still flying up the wing. Your Carl Jones still running in the corner. Your big Camskill still trying to put it in the top corner. You know, all that, there he is there with his crutches, Luke Port. You've all that, you know, going on, and it all comes from there, because really, you look at, you know, Tom Pratt, for example, you know, talk about a headless chicken, you know, the first half, his energy levels were absolutely supreme, what he does for this team, and they're all the same, but that's just one to mention, but a few, and that's, you know, again, a lot of that comes from the side, the shed end, and the supporters around the ground who really get behind the team, really support the team, really encourage the team on, and as I say, that's for them. We're absolutely buzzing, we're ecstatic about what we've achieved tonight, but it's important now that yeah, we enjoy it tonight, but get ourselves switched on for Thursday and Saturday.
Great, thank you.